So today we're going to talk about the actual having meetings.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got your list, you're people smart, but now you want to know, like, I'm actually going to have a meeting.
Yeah.
So the first meeting that we're going to talk about is the one-on-one meeting, which, you know, so you come to a one-on-one meeting and, you know, the first thing is to listen first. In other words, set the conversation and don't just launch into your presentation.
Yeah, that's actually a super important point. When I do these calls for the college program, the first thing I'll do, beyond introducing myself,
okay.
The first thing I'll do is I'll say, tell me a little bit about yourself and your educational goals. And I think, you know, as far as the college is concerned, that's probably the most important question, because you're going to find out who they are, what they're looking for, and make sure it's a good fit to begin with. The last thing you want to do is get out your entire spiel and just say it all and then find out that, oh, I'm not interested, you know. And by hearing them first, you're able to listen to their levels of interest,
right.
Which is going to help you refine your presentation. Maybe you're going to promote the alliance instead of the college because their interest is really primarily with ordinations.
Right. I'd even say that this is so important that if they're so excited about their life and what they're doing, and you need to schedule another meeting to say, you know what, our time is up. I really enjoy hearing what you had to say. Let's schedule again, and yeah. Then I'll give my presentation next
So
time.
Even if the whole meeting is just hearing them. Yeah.
It's like, it's fine. You know, number two, share your dream as a mission multiplier. Share your passion and what you feel about reproducing the ministry of Jesus Christ everywhere in the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, share your desire and see if it connects to your heart's desires.
Or your hearer's desire.
Hearer's desire, yeah. Thank you.
You know, problem. Small pond.
Small pond. Yep. Your hearer's desire. Because, you know, if there's no connection,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had this meeting just a few months ago, and, you know, I did step one very well. You know, we had a really nice time. I shared the thing, and I found that the person had zero interest. And what I did is I just, like, got off to another subject because it was zero interest.
Yeah.
If I would have kept promoting, it would have just been feeling like that person would have been very upset.
Right, yeah, it's that harsh reality of sometimes a no is a no.
A no is a no. Bring confidence in the movement of local ministry training. Share what you are promoting. Ask if you can send more information. Look for another meeting. So in a lot of ways, the step one, two, and three are vitally important. Step four, five, six, and seven predicate that the hearer is desirous of moving on.
Yeah.
And that's just, there's nothing else you can say about that. Okay, so let's say you're going to do a small group meeting where you have several people. Okay, so invite mission-inclined leaders to share with them the global and the mission impact. Now, I don't have a lot here because essentially you've got to decide, is this a denominational leading meeting? Then you're going to have to just have it like very sensitive and talk about ecumenistry and all of those. If it's a small group of business people, I mean, again, I would say if there's a good sized meeting, maybe that might be a call Mitchell here and talk a little bit. I mean, because I do think, you know, we want, you know, these small group meetings are very important. But
we want to make sure we're providing you with what you need to be successful. And so, case in point, we just had a student, and he reached out to us. He's meeting with the founder of this very large church branch, and he said, he's like, I'm going to be meeting with the founder of this church and some of the elders of other churches that represent his primary church. And he said, he's like, it's been a little bit. I want to make sure that what I'm presenting is good. Can you guys make me a PowerPoint? And we did. So I sat through, you know, I gave him, you know, here's some information about the Institute Alliance College, sent it over. And so from what I've heard, it went really well.
So far, yeah. There's a few more questions.
I responded to him already.
Okay.
And so please reach out to us. You know, it's while we want to encourage you to make it your own, don't feel like you can't reach out to us.
Especially in those first meetings.
Yeah.
Because you get your sea legs, so to speak. Then fundraising events. contact other Christian Leader students to participate on the organized event, organize graduation events, ask for support. So as mission multipliers, if it turns out that you are going to do that, we will help you. And even maybe as a mission multiplier, you'll gather some students together because, you know, if you're going to do a fundraising event, funders love to see the impact students.
Yeah.
And in your area, not only your impact, but also the impact of others. Mm-hmm. And there might be, but this again, talking with Mitchell, the mm-hmm. coordinator here of the program, is what you're going to need to do because we're going to have to like see where you are located, what's going on there.
Yeah.
But if you have a fundraising event of 100 people, it's possible. Some of you may do that.
Yeah.
Well, in Southern California, I remember we actually launched this program in 2014, then we killed it because we didn't have enough support. We didn't have a Mitchell. You know, we didn't, honestly, that's true. And there was me as president. There's no way I could do all this. Okay. And we actually had a fundraising event, and I got students to go there. And out of that fundraising event was about $10,000 to support for CLI.
That's awesome. And we just had
it was really amazing. The Lord blessed it, and it moved the dime worldwide.
We had that event. Was it in Ethiopia that Brian DeCook just traveled to?
Mm-hmm.
It was a graduation ceremony, I think 50-plus people. It was mm-hmm. a large group. And so, once again, this is happening all across the globe, and it's beyond our ability to be able to facilitate everything. And going back to that idea of multiplication, we want to create something that's unrestricted. And so if you're able to get 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 people into this group to celebrate what God is doing, we want to be there to support you and make sure we're providing you with what you need for your success.
So, what's an agenda for a meeting? Here's some sample ideas just to think about. Okay, so every meeting open with prayer, introductions, who's there, a short video of CL, of Christian Leaders. We have a short video of like testimonies, and you can get them over at the ChristianLeaders.org website. Mitchell can help you with that. We're going to keep developing more of them. Give your personal testimony brief about your ministry training you've received. Pass out your card with your that has your affiliate links. Those could be, and this would be at the Soul Center.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have a category at the Soul Center and just by be linking right there. Let everyone know that they can support through the affiliate link. Have them give you any checks. You'll send those on. We will deposit them, but we'll also make sure that we give your affiliate, your commission, your ministry share commission to you, and then close in prayer. So, again, the meetings are, this would be a fundraising type of meeting.
Yeah.
Try to make the meeting, again, you could add some things, but here's a few things not to do. Don't make it into you're trying to preach to them. Don't make it into a long, they don't need to know that you know how to preach. We know you know how to preach, but remember your purpose. Your purpose here is to raise resources for Christian Leaders, or your purpose could be a dual purpose, could be a section on how to, if you're interested in ministry training for those, here's some stories. Maybe we throw graduations in here. I mean, all of that is, be careful that it's done in 1 hour and it doesn't like get into something too preachy or, when you ask them to be very appropriate with an ask that says, hey, this is what we're doing, but we'd like to ask your help to support this around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would like to just stress the importance of, your testimony once again. Mm-hmm. Like I know we've been talking about this entire time, but your story, your experience with Christian Leaders, and people will have questions, how did you find this to be, and answer them based off your testimony. And I think that's going to help a lot of people realize the legitimacy of the program because you're a testimony to that.
So then get them on an email list, communicate with your supporters, share local stories, share global stories. There's nothing like some of these local stories.
Mm-hmm.
And again, right now we're talking about it's hard to picture this, but I could see in certain areas, Atlanta, L.A., Tampa, in other places in the world where the big cities, London,
Texas, yeah.
Texas, Dallas, Houston. You could start getting, like, you could be a whole center of ministry training and raising up ministry support.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we'll see what God can do through all of these things. And, you know, and also, too, especially in the U.S., that concept of snail mail, if you send us, if you send names and address to Christian leaders, we will send quarterly reports, end-of-the-year letters, you know, all these things to help you raise support and also receive your ministry commission. We're very happy to, how do we all do this together?
Yeah.
So, in a lot of ways, when you think about doing meetings to multiply ministry, it's a lot of just doing the meeting. I find that if you, you know, it's don't worry so much. You know, I've had some of the worst meetings that I thought went so terrible, and the Lord raised the most resources.
Yeah.
So a lot of it is just getting out there and just having faith that what you're doing is making a difference.